curtain is lowered. The studio darkened. The camera starts. And we bring you the latest news of the week.
Bedlam News sees nothing, shows all. Baseball season opens and crowds throng parks to greet their favorites. New York City, Mrs. Oswald Snug buys first ticket for the Giants' opening game.
You have to wait in line very long to buy the first ticket, Mrs. Snug.
Well, I stood my ground for 2 days and two nights, but it's worth it.
Are you a regular baseball fan?
Fan? Nothing. I don't even care about the game. My husband ran away 2 years ago, and I hear he's playing second base for the Giants. If he is...
If he is, you'll see he gets home all right, huh?
You said it, busybody.
Mr. Adam Hartburn buys the first Frankfurter.
Here you are. Get them red hot. Get them while they're hot here.
Hey, let me have one of them pork zeppelins, son.
Mustard and chili?
Yeah, give me the works.
Pardon me. Will you pose for a picture, Mr. Hartburn?
Oh, you bet. Catch me taking the first bite.
Okay, man bites dog. This is news.
Rome, Italy. Premier Mussolini levies 50% tax on all bachelors. Single men venture opinions behind closed doors. Mr. Garibaldi, Monte.
I got a no job. I got a no wife. I got a nothing. But I got to pay 50%. There's a no place like a Rome.
Sylvester Galuppi. Man about what's left of town.
Shoo, 50% of tax. Married man got a better half. Single man, he's not got in a quarter. I'm lucky I got a black shirt. I got an odor sent to the laundry.
Atlantic City, New Jersey. Contestants in approaching baby parade trained for prizes. Babies and mothers appear confident. Mrs. Lung, mother of last year's winner, predicts victory.
My baby Buster won in 1933 in a dry year. This year, he's back on the bottle.
You think Buster'll win again?
It's a cinch. My husband is one of the judges.
Buster Lung speaks for himself.
I'm 100 to one shot, folks. Last year I came through with one tooth, but I've been using Itana, and this year I'm going in with three teeth and my gums in great condition.
Warsaw, Indiana. Dillinger holds up local police station and escapes with bulletproof vest and ammunition.
Stop it! There he goes!
Shoot him in the pants. He's got on a bulletproof vest.
Shots, a clean getaway.
The local officer tells what happened.
Well, folks, he just busted in, made himself to hum. Didn't have much to say, but what he did say was potent.
Are you sure it was Dillinger, officer?
Yes, sir. Positive. When he took his gun out to my back, I was full of splinters.
That's Dillinger. This Bedlam News Service will be brought to you each week. If you've ever seen an Army and Navy game, ladies and gentlemen, I know that you have heard the songs in this next medley. They are the Marine song, When the Caissons Go Rolling Along, and Anchors Away. Three rousing numbers, you have to admit. They'll be sung by Ted Webb, our singing troubadour. Thank you. Lenny Hayden and his Ipana troubadours have just played a medley of tunes from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1934, featured by Lenny's own performance at the piano. And now for my little show. Tonight, we take you to the office of the Bedlam News. I am the editor, and judging from the wrinkles in my suit here, it's about time I went to press.
Hello, Bedlam News. The editor, yes, Mr. Allen's here.
Hello. Yes, yes, the Bedlam News is on the street morning, noon, and night. You can pick it up anyplace. Yes, I know you can. We've had two nasty letters from the street cleaning department. No, the racetrack editor isn't here. Well, he picked two horses yesterday. They didn't come in. Yes, he's getting even. He didn't come in today. Okay.
He has a lot of nerve.
Well, everything's wrong. I think I'll tie a piece of meat to every paper we print.
Meat? For what?
Well, if the Bedlam News is going to the dogs, we've got to cater to them.
Are your assignments ready?
Yes. Tell the society editor there's a dance at the nudist camp tonight. I want him to cover it.
Yes, sir. Mrs. Hi-Hat complained about the society column this morning.
Was her butler listed among the guests again?
No, it was a typographical error.
Well, we only said she has the biggest parties in the 400.
I know, but there was an N in parties instead of an R.
Another bloomer, eh? She'll sue us for plenty.
She'll have to get in line.
Bedlam News, the Associated Press, the headline for the next edition... All right, what is it? The city economy bill has passed. Yes? Mounted policemen will ride three on a horse, huh? That's bad luck, isn't it? Okay, take that, Miss Brent.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, Mr. Allen.
Well, if I had the ill luck to meet you socially...
No, I'm the new cartoonist.
Oh, yes. Well, if you want to draw, I haven't a cent.
No, it isn't that. You see, I can't think of a word to end up this cartoon with.
Now, let me see. Oh, it's the Ratzenjammer kids, eh?
Yes, you see, in the last picture, the kids hit the captain over the head with a cane.
And he says, pow?
No, pow is for pie in the face.
What about zoom or zout?
No, zoom is when they hit the captain with a baseball bat, and zowie's for a kick in the pants.
I see. Well, I have my cane here. We might try it.
Oh, yeah. Hit me over the head. Let's see how it sounds.
Fine. Take off your hat.
Okay, I'm ready.
There you are.
Well, what is the word I need?
Zick.
Thanks.
Anyone waiting, Miss Brent?
There's a little boy and a moron.
Send them in. I'll feel at home with either one of them.
Yes, sir.
Well, this must be him here.
Are we speaking to the editor?
Yes. Aren't you flattered meeting the brains of this paper, my little man?
Flattered? I've seen better sheets than this in a 10-cent hotel.
That was funny, all right.
Who invited you to crawl into the conversation?
Yeah, well, I'm with Happy here.
Oh, you are. Say, what would you charge to act as a strolling nightmare for a man who walks in his sleep?
Now, wait a minute, Greeley. Lay off, my friend.
If I had the mind of a 6-year-old boy, I'd tell you both a thing or two.
Well, we can't hang around here till you grow up mentally.
Well, good work, Happy.
Now, wait a minute. This is a newspaper office.
Yeah, you buy bright things of children, don't you?
Yes. Which one of you is the child?
I am. I say the bright things.
Mm-hmm. And who is this gentleman who reeks so strongly of paragoric?
Oh, he's my ghostwriter.
Yep. Yeah. Just mention any subject and we'll make up a bright saying that'll slay you.
Something about school?
Something snappy about school, Baltimore.
Yeah, come here a minute, Kate.
That's great. I'm ready.
So what?
The teacher said, what caused Adam and Eve to leave the Garden of Eden? And I said, oh, it must have been something they ate.
I just got it myself.
That's fine, boys. I'm a little cramped for time here. I'll laugh in shorthand. Heck.
What do you generally give them stuff like this?
I generally give people 5 minutes to get out of my office. That's 2.5 minutes apiece for you.
Give me a snappy comeback, Bolivar.
Well, let's beat it. I'll think of something while we're running.
Yes, and good riddance.
There's a man outside biting his nails.
See if he wants some mayonnaise.
Yes, sir.
Are you the sporting editor?
Yes and no.
I'm Wildcat Throckmorton, a coming welterweight champ.
Oh, yes. I saw your bout last night.
Yeah, what's the idea? Writing up the fight in the obituary column.
Well, I saw someone climb into the ring when you went down for the 10th time, and naturally, I thought it was the Undertaker.
No cracks, bum. Well, I was using strategy. I had my opponent on the ropes.
I know. He kept looking for you every time you fell out of the ring.
What do you mean? I was faking him into position.
Position for what? Hide and go seek?
Never mind that. I want you to print my story. I'm challenging any part of Conera, and you can throw in Maxie Bear, too. I'll lick them both the same night.
You better fight them in Greenland. The nights are 6 months long up there.
Why, you punk. For 2 pins, 60% of the gate and a split in the picture rights, I'd punch you in the nose.
Go on. Get out of here before I harvest that cauliflower on your ear.
Now, wait a minute. Don't be hasty. No rough stuff. I'll go quiet.
Well, hurry up then and beat it.
No hard feelings, buddy. So long.
Oh, I didn't know you were so brave.
Oh, I knew he wouldn't start anything.
Why not?
Don't be silly. Prize fighters won't fight for nothing these days. Exchange editor isn't in just now. He's down at the pawn shop exchanging his watch for $2. Yes, the financial editor is with him. He's waiting to borrow the $2. Okay.
The typesetter phoned for the want ad column.
There's only one ad here. Take it, will you? We'll exchange 2 used penguins and 1 compass for electric pad and raccoon coat. Right, Admiral Byrd, Box 1, Little America.
Yes, sir. There's a little girl outside. She's sitting on pins and needles.
Dress her wounds and send her in.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Portland. I'm glad to see you carrying a copy of the Bedlam News.
Yes, Papa wants you to change it for a clean one.
Well, how did you happen to get a dirty copy?
It isn't really soiled. Papa says the whole paper's full of ink spots in between the words.
Well, let me see it. I don't see any spots.
See? There's one after that word, however.
However, comma. Listen, tell your father these ink spots are punctuation marks.
He'll never know what those are.
Hasn't he ever heard of punctuation?
I'll intimate that he thinks it's something that happens to a tire.
Punctuate your tire, I guess. I guess he thinks an adverb is one of those sayings like, all is not gold in your Bridgeworth.
Oh, I'm not that dumb. I've read the book.
The book of adverbs?
I'll say Anthony Adverbs. It's swell.
Don't tell me you finished Anthony Adverbs at your age.
Oh, I couldn't read it all the way through.
Why not?
Well, I belong to the Book of the Month Club. If I don't finish a book in 30 days, I have to start on the next one.
I see. I'll have to look into that Anthony Adverbs.
Yes, you can get it at the library, but you'll have to make 2 trips.
Fine. Say, does the family like the Bedlam News?
Yes, Mama's been taking your beauty advice.
That's great. The Senate always uses my wort remover. Whenever they have occasions to remove a wort, they always write to me.
Well, Mama rubbed some of your wrinkle vanisher on her face.
Did she get results?
Oh, yes. Her wrinkles went away, and her mouth almost closed up.
Hey, that must have been a help if your mother's mouth got smaller.
Papa thought it was a great improvement.
I can imagine.
That Mama was boiling. Her mouth finally got so small, she had to talk through a straw.
Fancy. Bedlam News. Yes? The pet and animal editor speaking. Have you a pet? No, 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 not do you, have you? Oh, your canary disappeared 3 days ago, and your cat is molting, hey? Well, that's the answer. Tell your cat he's no gentleman. Maybe he'll give you the bird. Okay.
Well, I guess I'll stroll along.
If there's anything we can do for you in the paper, let me know.
You could give Papa some publicity with his invention.
Watch his latest.
Papa's working on a cellophane top for bridge tables.
Why should anyone want to see through the top of a bridge table?
Oh, it's important. As soon as the bridge game starts, you can look down and see who's kicking who.
Well, goodbye, Portland.
Am I leaving?
You are, or else.
I get it. Well, peek-a-boo.
Now we're getting someplace.
Don't forget your radio column isn't written.
Oh, yes. Turn on my radio. I'll pan the first program you get. Bedlam News. Yes. Yes, this is the sporting editor. Golf rules. You're at the 15th hole and it's getting dark. What should you do? Just put a taillight on your caddy and play the other 3 holes. Okay.
Well, Mr. Allen, you'd better go out and get your inquiring reporter column. What's the question today?
I'll just pop out and ask a few people what they think of the new tax rates proposed by Congress. I'll be back in just a minute.
Yes.
Mister, are you interested in the new income tax schedule?
No, no, thanks. I got trouble enough with the old one.
Just a moment, sir. I'm the inquiring reporter.
Yes, yes, what is it?
What do you think of the proposed income tax bill?
Why, it's an outrage. Why, just imagine. If I make $1,000,000, the government takes away 63% of it. I tell you, I won't stand for it.
Thank you. And what is your occupation?
Who, me? Why, I haven't had a job in 5 years. I'm a preferred bum.
Pardon me, madam. Madam, I'm from Bedlam News.
Huh?
What do you think of the new income tax?
Don't talk to me that time,
isn't
it?
That's
too full of
bush,
man.
Oh, excuse me. Mister, pardon me, sir. I'm a reporter.
What's eating you, you heel?
Just a moment of your time, my good man. What do you think of the proposed tax on coconut oil?
Say, if people want to oil their coconuts, it's okay with me, buddy.
we never been properly introduced.
I just want to ask you...
Well, the answer is no.
Well, you don't seem to understand. I only want to ask you about the income tax.
Oh, yeah? I'm wise to your kind. Last night, a guy wanted to get my views on the Chinese situation. The next thing I know, I'm stuck with a $3 check and a tough suing joint.
You have my sympathy. But really, miss, this is no flirtation. My weakness is stamp collecting.
Oh, is that so? I suppose I ain't good enough for you, huh? Sour grapes, that's what it is. I got a good mind to slap your face.
Oh, yes. Mister, just a second. Stop.
Yes, sir. Were you addressing me?
Could I have a word with you?
Why, certainly, sir. I'm in no hurry.
I just want to ask you. I hope you tell me the truth.
Oh, go right ahead, sir.
Well, it's about the income tax.
Oh, good heavens. I knew it. I shouldn't have done it.
What are you talking about?
Sort of, sir, I know I should have paid more. It was my wife's fault. She's dealing with this stuff.
I'm not interested.
Please have mercy, sir. You've got a kind face. Here, use $200 for yourself.
But I don't want...
Shh. Now, put it away. Somebody's coming. Five, sir. Thank you. You don't know how much I appreciate.
Hey, you.
What is it, officer?
Well, I got the good on you this time, impersonating a federal officer, hey? I've been watching you.
Now, see here, Bobby.
I heard you shake that sap down for some dough. Come on. Here comes the wagon. We'll take a little ride.
Now, here, here. Find another place to grab me, officer. You're no osteopath, you know. I can explain this.
Explain it to the judge, eh? Well, come on now. We'll give you a chance. Get in the wagon.
Now, here, let me out. I demand an open patrol in this weather. I demand my rights. Despite all threats and warnings, I will play the leading role myself. I am also available for smokers, stags, private parties, and box lunch picnics. For rates, call the Bedlam News. I thank you.
Overture's going in, Mr. Allen.
Candy, chocolate, chewing gum, scones, cigarettes.
Programs, souvenir programs for 10 nights in a bridge
take
club.
Take
programs, souvenir programs.
Junior, your ma home yet?
No, the old lady ain't here yet.
How many times have I told you not to say hey?
Well, I can't say she is when she ain't, can I?
Well, too much for me. I can't handle you, Junior. Gosh, we passed curfew time. She's still down there at Mrs. Slade's Bridge Club, eh?
You better go down and fetch her, or she'll lose her shirt.
Lose her shirt? She's already lost two of my shirts. Blames it on the laundry. Well, get your tam o'shanter on, son. I'll tuck up my overalls to look like knickers we can get.
Okay, Pop, let's go.
Wow, what a night. Oh, the old home ain't been the same since your ma got Culbert's unconscious. She's at the Golf Down Bridge Club every night a-playing her a-kibitzing.
Yeah, Paul. I heard her bid the Grand Slam in her sleep last night.
Yep, and she's always a-doubling the blankets, too.
This is the dive, ain't it, Pop?
Yep, you better get in first, Junior. She won't come out for me. Here, I'll open the door for you.
Two spades.
Three clubs.
Three no drops.
Double.
Mother! Mother! Is my mother in there?
Get away from them now, pickled onion. Hey, Mrs. Morgan, ain't this your brat?
Listen, Baxter, you mustn't say hey.
Oh, Junior, my baby. Why did you come here, my darling?
Oh, mother, dear mother, come home with me now. The clock in the steeple strikes two.
Oh, Junior, dear Junior, don't raise such a row. I'll wipe up the floor with you.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, Mrs. Morgan, why don't you and your brat go home? This ain't no place for a child. Supposing someone wants to call a spade a spade.
Oh, now that you've won my last dime, Mrs. Simon Slade, you ain't got no more use for me tonight.
Ah, shut your trap. You had a free lunch, didn't you?
Come on.
Hey, Ma, look what I got.
Get away from them now pickled onions, I told you. Come in.
Oh, Pop, why, Joe. What are you doing here?
I've come for you, Jenny. That clock in the steeple's slow. You should have been home an hour ago.
Well, 'twas like this, Joe. We was a-playing contract. I was Nora, Mrs. Switchell was Sal.
Stop it. You're a-fibbing to me, Jenny. Ever since the Civil War, there ain't no North and South.
Say, I'm a-trying to run a bridge club here.
Yes, Mrs. Slade, and it's a-ruining my happy home. Jenny here used to be a homebody. Oh, woe is me. I wish I were personally dead.
Oh, don't say that, Joe.
You're setting Junior a horrible example, Jenny.
Forgive me, Joe. Forgive me. I fear our boy's got his mother's gambling blood in his veins.
Oh, better he were dead than to spend a third of his life being a fourth.
No, no, it's my fault. I'll never finesse in Mrs. Slade's again, Joe. Never.
Good riddance. And how about the 50 cents you still owe me?
Curse you for a scheming hussy, Mrs. Slade. Here's your 50 cents. But money getting this way won't do you no good.
Joe, where'd you get all that money?
Oh, I won it shooting crepe down at the undertaker's.
Junior, what's the matter, darling? What's the hurting you?
Oh, my tummy, my tummy.
It's them there pickled onions. Eat the whole bowl of them.
Oh, don't go away, Mother. Stay near me. Too far.
Why, Joe, look how pale he is.
Oh, promise him you won't go back to the bridge table, Jenny.
Well, I'll try, Joe. I'll try. But it's been over a half hour now since I played a hand. And see how I'm a-trembling. I see cards.
Spades.
No trumps. No trump. Grand slam. Doubles.
Are you vulnerable, Ma?
Oh, please get well, Junior. And I promise I'll never play bridge again. Not even auction.
Auctions speak louder than words, Jenny.
Pappy, I think I'm a-going out in spades.
Going out in spades, yes. Gabriel will trumpet, Junior. Is there anything you want?
Just one thing, Pa. If I die...
Yes, Junior?
Bury me with simple honors.
Question box is open for no business, ladies and gentlemen. And this postcard marked return in 5 days comes from Mr. Manuel S. Lehrfeld at Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Mr. Lehrfeld says, quote, "There comes a time in the life of every man when he has to make a momentous decision. Either he grows old with a scalp that looks like the husk of a honeydew melon, or he buys a toupee. Which do you advise?" Unquote. I am glad that you have brought this question up, Mr. Lehrfeld. Many men ramble through their 50s and 60s trying to get by on one hair. They part it and try wearing it as a pompadour until the hair tires of it all and kisses the scalp a hurried goodbye in self-defense. Hundreds of white-collar men today owe their white collars to dandruff. I advise a toupee. Always remember, with the toupee, it isn't the upkeep, it's the overhead. And if perspiration on the forehead is any criterion, the man with the toupee is the hottest man in town. If you are in the market for a scalp doily, look well. Look well before you make the down payment, because the chances are you'll look just horrible afterwards. If you distrust my advice about covering your head with one of these wind-blown poultices, ask the man who combs one. Think it over, Mr. Lehrfeld, and remember that old saying, it's here today and gone tomorrow. Mr. Lehrfeld, if you do have a problem curling your brows, ladies and gentlemen, why not send it to me on a postcard? And I shall be happy to remove the weight from under your hat, even as I have placed the weight on Mr. Lehrfeld's scalp tonight. This is Fred Allen saying good, spelled Ipana, night, spelled Sal Hepatica. And don't forget, next Wednesday night, the Hour of Smiles brings you comedy. Drama.
Take back your ring, Lord Nasaltone. I'm only a chambermaid.
Love conquers occupations, me pretty little biddy.
Weather reports.
Thursday, hot. Friday, cold. Saturday, hot.
Stock market reports.
Don't miss American Cuspidor.
And music.